Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. Today I had the opportunity to speak with Karina. She is an amazing educator who has such a passion for all things teaching. She teaches high school, and I really enjoyed getting the chance to talk to her. I also wanted to express my sincerest gratitude to everyone who listens and tunes in. I hope you are all staying safe and healthy, especially during this time. And I know that we can get through this together. So I hope that you are continuing to engage in some self-care and focusing on what's important. Although we can't see our students physically, please connect with your students any way that you can and try to reach out. I know that we all miss our kiddos and we miss our fellow staff members, but know that we are all together and we're still connected. So please continue to reach out, keep those connections strong, and hopefully this can pass quickly and we can get back to doing what we love the most in our classroom. So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so my name is Karina. I'm from just outside of Toronto in Ontario, Canada, and I'm a high school teacher. I'm in my fifth year, and in Ontario, it's quite competitive to become a teacher. So you usually start contract after contract, and that's about a 10-year wait until you get a permanent job. So I'm in my fifth year. I teach high school family studies. Other names for it are home ec, or I've heard of consumer science as well. Before that, I worked as an education assistant for a year. So I worked with students with special needs one-on-one. And before that, I was a house parent in a boarding school.
Education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
Yeah, good days are when I'm able to connect with my students kind of outside of the curriculum, when a lesson goes off track of what you expected. So when you're able to connect with students on a more personal level, and when they have lots of questions and you know that they're getting it and they want to take it outside of just the classroom and outside of assignments or tests or grades.
So likewise, what are some things you've experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
Oh, things that were difficult. Well, like my first couple of years were most difficult when you're trying to figure out the curriculum, how to present it in an interesting way. So that's always difficult. Teaching, there are so many highs and the lows are really low. So on those low days when you're feeling like you haven't had enough time to put in the effort or.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely something where, you know, we have those good days, but then we also have those bad days that can be really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, especially when you're new, like I started at a whole different school this year, so it felt like my first year all over again, even though I'm in mm-hmm. my second year. So I think going through those adjustments, and sometimes like the group of students, you know, obviously they change, and what your curriculum is can change a little bit, and I think there's always so many different things that happen in education where like this year mm-hmm. also threw us for a loop because, you know, if the coronavirus, that was something that nobody was expecting and we're all adjusting to remote learning or distance learning. And I think that's been a hurdle, but it's something mm-hmm. that like my principal said today that we're going to come out of it stronger than before because you adapt. Like maybe right now it's kind of messy, but then after a while we figure it out.
For sure. And so one of the things that we were asked to do with COVID was to phone home to our students' parents to connect. And every parent was so grateful to get a phone call. And it just made me realize like education isn't just teacher and student, but it's community members, parents and guardians, coaches, and everyone else in the student's life. And when all of that gels together, it makes it so much better.
Yeah, and I think that's something that is obviously powerful. Like, I'm trying to do a Google Hangout with my kids tomorrow, and I'm excited to see their faces. Like, I know most of them, sometimes they join in, but it's great knowing that kids want to see you and they want to interact with you, even when we're not physically in the building. So I think it'll be cool for them, like, to see, you know, that yes, like, I have a life, you know, I have my room, and I don't just live at school, but it's always a different dynamic with seeing your students like outside of that building and having a chance to connect with them with the curriculum, but also showing them that we care and we're able to be available for them.
Yeah, totally. And you know, sometimes in your own class, students make connections between each other and they're not friends outside of your own class. And they do want to talk to each other and they do want to bounce ideas off of each other. So now that they're separated and you've created this community in your class, for it to just kind of disappear, is hard. So I know my students are looking forward to starting the e-learning. If not just because they're bored, but like to connect with each other.
Yeah. So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
Oh, I can think of a couple of things. First thing I would say, don't be afraid to phone home or like contact either through phone or email. Be in good communication with the student's family. It makes it so much easier for classroom management and any behavior issues. Since things are starting to get a little bit easier, since I'm in my fifth year now, I had the opportunity, I had time in my schedule to actually phone home at the beginning of my semester. And parents, again, they were so grateful to just for me to reach out and say, hey, I'm your kid's teacher. Just want to, you know, get your perspective on how I can help them. They were so grateful for that. And if you make that time, it makes everything so much easier. If a kid isn't handing in assignments or if they're not doing well in your class, to phone home mid-semester and say, hey, I'm having difficulty. What can I do? They're so much more open to that because they know you care and you're not just coming to give bad news. Another thing I would say is like find a fine balance between participating in extracurriculars and, you know, like being involved in school, and balancing out lesson planning and marking and all of that. Try to find that happy medium for yourself. There's one more thing I'm thinking of as well when it comes to advice for new teachers. Talk to as many people as you can. Like make those couple of moments in the photocopy machine room to like talk to staff, introduce yourself, like try and sit beside new teachers at staff meetings. That way you can connect to other people. You'll eventually end up helping them and they'll help you and will lead to participating in extracurriculars and all kinds of things.
Yeah, and I love that because I think obviously, like, I connect with a lot of educators on Twitter, and that's been my avenue towards making those connections. But then I also connect with educators within my building. But I think that it's so important for new teachers to realize that they're not alone, because I think sometimes you feel so isolated within your classroom and within your building. Even though there's like a ton of educators that want to help you, you just don't know where to start, or you don't want to ask a dumb question, you know, and it's that feeling like when I was new, I was always worried, oh, that question's not one that I should ask, because you know, you feel like you're new and you want to also show them that you belong within that school building, because there's that pressure. But then I think after you go on, you realize that we're all learning and we're all in this together, so we have to be willing to be vulnerable and ask those questions, because you know, they most likely had the same questions when they were starting out, and so I'm kind of getting over that as I go. But I think it's so important to stay connected and you know, and realize that it shouldn't be an island. Like, we are together and we have to get through this. And you know, and during these hard times, like right now, we see how much power connections, you know, can hold. Because I always still feel connected, even though we're like separated kind of, we can still connect via like video chat and Twitter and Facebook. And so there's always avenues for that.
Yeah, and sharing resources and ideas. Like there's always that one teacher who like doesn't want to like tell you what they're doing in class. And I always find that strange. Like when I develop a lesson or I develop like an assignment or something, I'm more than happy to share it because like I'm proud of it. So like when you connect on things like Twitter, it's a great avenue to share your resources that you're proud of and your ideas, as well as get ideas from other people.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of times where I go on like looking for something or I stumble across like a resource, even for distance learning now, and it's just something I want to try out and then I end up loving it. And sometimes like it works really well and other times like it doesn't work for my students, but that doesn't mean it's not a resource that I would like to go back to. So I think there's always ways to stumble across something and incorporate it within your classroom that's really beneficial.
Yeah, or change it up a little bit, make it your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So how can people get in contact with you?
Through Twitter is good. My Twitter is Karina Teaches, Carina Teaches. Yeah, Twitter's probably the best way. People can feel free to DM me. I'm so open. I love sharing ideas, and Twitter's been great for that, connecting with other educators.
Perfect. So thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck with everything, and yeah, look forward to continue to chat with you through Twitter.